Yes, I know it is early in the morning. This is Sam with National Sports Overtime, and I can't help it. I'm sitting here doing the Daily Sports Betting Overtime podcast, and I'm doing my research, and I can't help with some of those things I'm putting in and everything that I don't understand California. I just don't. I don't understand California. If you guys are listening to this and you can explain California to me, please write me. It was probably about a week and a half ago. You guys know how I feel about the NBA. They're not a favorite, but I do watch them. And I went to turn on NBA Summer League. I don't know why. There's some players from college and some walk-ons that they've got playing in the summer leagues that I kind of wanted to see how they were doing. I turned it over there. The game hasn't started, so I'm listening to the talking heads. They have the nerve to say out loud. Well, it's not really that they have the nerve. It's that Sacramento Kings, who I still hold accountable. Why did they not draft Luka Doncic? Probably the same reason that they got rid of Jason Williams when they had him. But anyway, they're getting ready to play. They have two rookies. Now, did I say that correctly? Did you understand me? They have two rookies. You know, 18, 19 years old. At the most, 21 or 22. I think one came straight from high school. One came from a college. Here's the thing. The coach was doing load management with them. Now, did you guys remember anything about the NBA season and me yelling about load management? And how back in the old days they used to play. But now, the last third of the season, it's hard to bet. It's hard to go to the games as a fan because you don't know if who you like on the team is going to play. So now you've got to put up with that in summer league? Summer league. Really? You're telling me kids that are 18 to 22 years old need load management in summer league so their legs don't get tired on a back-to-back? Really? I know that a lot of college coaches don't make it out to club ball or travel ball or AAU or whatever they're calling it this week. But maybe they should go. Kids that are 14 up to 18 play anywhere, depending on how good they are, 4 to 6 games in a weekend. You know, back to back. And they don't want the 18 to 22 year olds to play 2 games in a row on different days. Are you kidding me? It's amazing to me that coaches, when you attend their webinars or you go to the conference, gripe about how today's players can't do what they're supposed to do or what players 4 years ago did or players 8 years ago did. I love Frank Martin's quote. I put it up on West Virginia Overtime's Instagram site. He says, kids haven't changed. They really haven't. When you sit down and think about it, kids don't know anything. They don't know any better. We're teaching them life skills. We're teaching them how to behave. We're teaching them right and wrong and what they should be doing. It's us that have changed. We don't have the same expectations of them. I mean, think about that. We really don't. We do not have the same expectations of them. And because of that, because we expect less of them, they give less to us. If you want them to play back-to-back games at 22 years old and get in condition and be in shape, then require that. That's your expectation. You make them play two games back-to-back. Now, I can understand if one of them tweaked their ankle yesterday. We're holding them out for precautions until we get tests ran or whatever. Yeah, that's fine. That's not what this coach said. Holding them out for load management so their legs don't get tired in summer league. Give me a break. But then in California, you go down a little bit to San Francisco. And if you listen to the Daily Sports Betting Overtime podcast, I told you one of my friends went out there and has been pushing the San Francisco Giants on me, and I had been playing them and made a killing off of them. But we're not talking about the Giants. We're going to talk about the 49ers. I want to bang my head against the wall. I'm tired of hearing about how there's a quarterback competition out there and how good Trey Lance looks against Jimmy Garoppolo. Are you serious? You've got a rookie quarterback. No, first, let's back up. You do realize that most of these stories about Trey Lance, they're coming from one person at the network or a person at the, Sports Illustrated. You're getting one person, and they spend 1, 2, maybe 2.5 days at camp. They're seeing this rookie quarterback. Others are only watching the preseason games. I haven't picked up the San Francisco paper. I probably should and read what they're saying. The people that get to watch every day. But I don't want to. You know why? Because it doesn't mean anything. And some of you is going, whoa, 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 Sam, what are you talking about? Think about it. I mean, honestly, think about it. They've went through OTAs. They've went through, them getting together on their own. Trey has probably had meetings with the coaching staff and all that. But in practice, what is happening? He's wearing probably a red shirt. And he's not allowed to be touched. On a lot of NFL teams, when they're going through practice, no one is allowed to get within 3 feet of a quarterback. So when he takes that snap, there's no worry that anyone is going to put him on his butt right now. That's just going to run over his nose tackle, and then just put him on his butt. He doesn't have that fear. He doesn't have the thought of, oh, they just sacked me. I should have got rid of the ball sooner. This time I've got to, or they're going to kill me again. But I can't throw a wounded duck because they're going to intercept me. He doesn't have those thoughts in practice. They're not going to touch him. They're not allowed. And he knows it. And no matter how much you may think, oh, in a real game, they're going to come after me hard. You know, there's something about human beings that when you tell us you're going to take it easy, we have a tendency to believe you. So if you're watching practice, one part of the mental game, of that aspect, has been taken out already. He doesn't have to worry about that. Second of all, if he's going up against anything but a scout team, he's seeing the same defense over and over and over. Why? Because the 49ers defense is working on their defense. And after a while, you notice the tendencies in your teammates. You notice that, you know, when it gets about a half an hour before we're ready to quit, that maybe this one cornerback doesn't play hard. And you can get a couple passes in and look good. So if you're there as ESPN or Ringer or Athletic or Sports Illustrated, and I'm not saying it's just them. I'm not even saying that it is them. But you're there once and watch a practice and then you watch a scrimmage. Preseason game. You're not getting game circumstances. And then you go into these preseason games. You can't really get a lot out of those. Yes, they're trying to tackle the quarterback and sack the quarterback so that they will be seen. But they're running vanilla defenses. They don't want to show anybody anything that they can sit and watch film on for 24 hours and beat them on in regular season. Guys, you won't know how good these rookie quarterbacks are until they get in the game, in a real game. And let me let you in on a secret. The coaches already know it because they've announced it. All the talking heads knew it. And if you really are honest with yourself, you knew it. Jimmy Garoppolo was going to be the starter no matter what. Now, can rookie quarterbacks come in and set the world on fire? Yeah, I think Joe Burrow did that, you know, last year until he got hurt. You could just see it in him. Now, was he going to go to the Super Bowl? No, probably not. But you can see he's going to be a quarterback that's going to last in the league. Do you know that about Trey Lance yet? I don't think you can until you see him in a real game where he's got to deal with things that are popping in his brain and he either shoves them aside or he lets them take over. Does he make good decisions? Does he stay and play within his role and within his offense that he's given now and not revert to calls or plays that he used in college? Guys, what's going on in California? They're arresting 22-year-olds. And then you've got another 22, 23-year-old. They're pumping up sky high. And he's not even going to start. Like I said, feel free to write me. I'll be talking to you guys soon. And hopefully, I'll see you somewhere down the road.